All right. I'm not hearing any. You'll have a chance at the end of this net to check in again if you'd like. I'll be asking for them before I close everything out. So I'm going to read the Ameren intelligence brief now, which, hang on, I'll be right by. Stand by. Okay, as a reminder for those of you receiving this brief on Sunday Nets, which is now, please keep in mind the news is almost a week old at that point because I get them on Mondays. So any other related news is likely to have already happened on the subjects that we talk about. If you want to receive this brief on the day of the release, please subscribe to the email letter by emailing us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And you can get it on Mondays when it first comes out. So, moving forward, this is dated last Monday, May 12, 2025. Precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 4. Everything's okay. A reminder, the T-Rex message handling exercise dates are July 25th, 26th, and 27th, where we practice message handling off the repeaters, teach you new skills about how to receive and pass forward messages, which is a really important skill to have. And this is off the repeaters, so it's simplex, and we use the simplex stations and the ham frequency 146420 to practice these exercises. I'll give more information as the dates come on. The first source is Postmillennial. Antifa militants distribute guide how to destroy infrastructure in domestic terror attacks. Social media accounts associated with Antifa are circulating a guide that instructs members on how to create incendiary devices designed to destroy infrastructure cables. Journalist Andy Ngo posted on X that, quote, Antifa accounts are sharing a guide on how to make incendiary devices that will burn cables used in infrastructure, like on train tracks. Antifa and anarchist extremists believe that domestic terrorist attacks must be used to destabilize and destroy the state. The next source is S2 Underground. Another airport tower outage, New Jersey, and there's been several more this week as well. It says another outage struck the tower at Newark Airport, which caused all of the screens in the air traffic control center to go dark for about 90 seconds. An emergency ground stop was issued for all aircraft at the airport while the issue was being resolved. The next source is theweather.com. NOAA warns of militia threat to radar systems amid weather weapon conspiracy claims. An internal email from NOAA's security office has raised alarms across National Weather Service offices. The agency says a militia group known as Veterans on Patrol is threatening to destroy Doppler radar systems, which they claim are weather weapons. These radar systems, part of the nationwide NEXRAD network, are essential for forecasting severe weather and issue warnings. JJS note on this. The group, keep this in mind, folks, okay? The group Veterans on Patrol are not a militia, and they are not veterans. Beware of fear messaging by ignorant bureaucrats reacting to a single person's threats. That's some pretty big news there. End of message, end of report as I have it. Moving forward, stand by.